everybody. Welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen, and today is May 1st. Happy 1st of May. Again, here we have the year just whipping by so fast, but happy May 1st. I hope that it is a beautiful day today. Let's continue this week's Come Follow Me block in Mosiah chapter 5. We're going to start in verses 7 and 8. They say, "And now because of the covenant which ye have made, ye shall be called the children of Christ, his sons and his daughters. For behold, this day he hath spiritually begotten you. For ye say that your hearts are changed through faith in his name. Therefore ye are born of him, and have become his sons and his daughters. And under this head ye are made free, and there is no other head whereby ye can be made free. There is no other name given whereby salvation cometh. Therefore, I would that ye should take upon you the name of Christ, all you that have entered into the covenant with God, that ye should be obedient unto the end of your lives." There is so much to unpack in those two verses, but let's start first in verse 7, where it talks about being called the children of Christ. This doctrine can be a little bit confusing, especially if you are new to LDS doctrine, maybe reading the Book of Mormon for the first time, or if you've been a member your whole life. This doctrine is still a little bit confusing just because of the verbiage here. Unlike most Christianity, we believe in an individual Godhead. We believe in a separate Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And so this wording saying we are called the children of Christ, his sons and his daughters, can sound a little bit confusing because we believe in a literal heavenly Father who's separate from Christ. So what's important to understand about these specific verses and the way the children of Christ is used here is that the children of Christ, when it's used in the Book of Mormon, isn't a general term for everyone who's living on the earth. We believe that everyone who's living on the earth is a child of God, of a heavenly Father. But children of Christ is a term that's separated for people who have repented, have come unto Christ, and have made covenants with Christ. Because of that repentance, because of those covenants, there has been a spiritual rebirth. And that rebirth brings us as adopted children of Christ. And then down in verse 8, it says, "I would that you should take upon you the name of Christ, all you that have entered into a covenant with God." We talked a couple days ago about name changes in the scriptures, how in the scriptures, a change of name represents a covenant being made with God, a higher and a holier covenant being made with God. And that's what's going on here. Because of this higher and holier covenant that they're making, they are taking upon themselves the name of Christ. And there's that symbolic name change happening here. But what does it mean to take upon us the name of Christ? In 2010, Elder Arnold, who I adore, gave a talk called "What Have You Done With My Name?" And in that talk, he said, "Someday, each one of us will have to account to our Savior, Jesus Christ, for what we have done with his name." I feel like that can be really tricky sometimes. And I think sometimes we are representing the Savior's name, even when we don't mean to, or we're not intentionally trying to represent the Savior, we can still be representing the Savior's name. And so that's really tricky in this world, especially this world of so much digital communication. Because I would never, ever stand in front of someone who belongs to a particular group and speak harshly or tear them down or be cruel in any way, shape, or form. Ever would I think about doing that. But sometimes we are so willing to post on social media, share on social media, comment on someone's social media, and tear apart or be cruel to a specific group, forgetting that people who see that belong to that group, and that those words can hurt the same, whether they're reading them on a screen or whether you're standing in front of their face saying it. And I think in those moments on social media in particular, we aren't sitting there thinking, well, I'm representing the name of Christ, so I'm going to tear apart this person or this group of people. But it doesn't change the fact that if we are being Christian, if we are living a Christian life, if we are professing Christianity, people are tying our words and our actions to Christ, whether we intend for that to be the case or not. for several years, I don't think I've done it for the past couple of years because of the podcast, but for several years, every December, I would do an Advent calendar of my favorite quotes and my favorite scriptures about Jesus Christ on my Facebook page. I have not been shy in the slightest on my social media that I am a Christian. I talk about Christ there. And so oftentimes when I am on social media, getting ready to comment or getting ready to post, oftentimes I have to take a step back and I have to say, is this something that I want people to read knowing that they know how I feel about Jesus Christ? Is this something that I want to say representing myself as a Christian? Or would me professing to be Christian be hypocritical because of this post or this comment or these words that I'm about to type? Now that can be a lot easier on social media to kind of reread and ponder before we hit send. It can be harder in real life. I kind of have a problem with my mouth working faster than my brain. And so oftentimes I tend to speak before I think. And I am in no way, shape, or form on social media or in person perfect at speaking Christ-like all the time. I struggle. I think we all do. But what do we do with our mistakes? Are we quick to apologize the way a Christian should apologize? Are we trying to speak the words that a Christian should speak? Understanding that we have taken upon ourselves the name of Christ through covenants and that we represent Christ through our words. What are we doing with Christ's name that we bear? Are we bearing his name well? I want you to think, are you named after someone? Or what does your family name mean to you? I grew up in kind of a smaller town, the youngest of five siblings. My last name meant something. People knew my parents. People knew my siblings. In fact, oftentimes in high school, when teachers would meet me, I could often tell which one of my siblings they had had in class based on what they assumed about me. But I am proud of that name that I bear. I'm proud to be a Hale, just like I'm proud now to be a Hansen, because that's a name that I've taken on because of covenants. The way we bear our last names matter because we represent our families. And the way we bear our belief in Jesus Christ, the way we bear his name, matters because we belong to him through our covenants with him. In 2018, Elder Gay gave a talk called Taking Upon Ourselves the Name of Christ. And in that talk, he talks about three specific things that we can do to better bear the name of Jesus Christ. He says the first thing we need to do to take upon ourselves the name of Christ means to see as God sees. How does God see? Joseph Smith said, while one portion of the human race is judging and condemning the other without mercy, the great parent of the universe looks upon the whole of the human family with fatherly care and paternal regard. Can we see as God sees? Can we love as he loves? Second, he says that we need to not just see as God sees, but we need to work and serve as he served. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow as we talk a little bit more about service. And then finally, third, he says that if we're going to take upon ourselves the name of Christ, we need to trust him. Elder Gay says that Christ wants us to know that there is nothing and no one he is unable to heal and deliver to enduring joy. His grace is sufficient. He alone descended below all things. The power of his atonement is the power to overcome any burden in our life. His message is that he knows our life situations, and we can walk with him no matter where we stand. In any of life's travels, why would you ever turn away from the only Savior who has the power to heal and deliver you? Whatever the price you must pay to trust him is worth it. My friends, what a blessing it is to make covenants with our Father in heaven, to bind ourselves to an all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving Father and Mother in heaven. And what a blessing it is that through that covenant, we can bear the name of Jesus Christ and take his name and his teachings and doctrines, not just as a flag to wave or to fly, but as a rudder by which to steer our lives. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.